It's been 6 weeks since Congress gave the Treasury Secretary extraordinary power to rescue Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. At the time, Secretary Hank Paulson said he hoped the mere promise of a bailout would increase investor confidence so much there'd be no need for one. Now it looks likely that the government will use taxpayer money to prop up the two mortgage finance giants. We turned, as we often do, to David Wessel, the economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, to find out more. David Wessel, welcome.
Thank you.
So what is precisely the likelihood that the government will have to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie with taxpayer funds?
It's looking increasingly likely. The hope was that the show of force by the government would encourage private investors to put money into these companies, that new people would come and buy their shares to shore up their capital cushion, which has been eroded by the housing debacle. But things have gotten worse, and it doesn't look like private investors are willing to come forward unless there's some extraordinary government guarantee that accompanies it.
What changed?
It was always a kind of schizophrenic promise. We'll promise money, but we don't think you'll need it. Well, if you don't need it, why do we have to promise it? It did have the desired effect of encouraging people who lend money to Fannie and Freddie by buying their notes and bonds to continue to do so. Although, as we've seen, the Chinese government, which is a big lender to Fannie and Freddie, has cut back their exposure a little bit. So they're able to borrow on the markets. That was accomplished. But they're not able to attract the new capital that they need from private sources, at least so far.
Well, remind us why the government would not be willing to let Fannie and Freddie go bankrupt.
Well, that's a good question. You know, there were some people just a few years ago who said we ought to set up a system so that they could go bankrupt so we wouldn't find ourselves in this position. But then the housing crisis came, and right now Fannie and Freddie are basically the only game in the mortgage market. And if they were to go under and stop buying mortgages and investing in mortgages, the economy would freeze up. And so we need to keep them going now and figure out what to do about them later.
How is it going to work if it were to come to pass? Who is going to get bailed out here?
Well, the people who have common stock in Freddie and Fannie are not going to get bailed out, it looks like. Their shares were worth more than $60 a share a year ago, and today Fannie Mae is trading below 7, Freddie Mac below 5. So the common shareholders are likely to get wiped out. There's a question about what happens to the preferred shareholders. That's the next senior security. A lot of that is actually held by banks, and that's a big problem right now. The people who seem to be guaranteed not to get hurt in this are the people who've lent the money, as I said, like the Chinese government and public and private investors who own their debt. And then, of course, finally, there's the whole economy. If they get bailed out, then mortgages are easier to get than if they go under, and that's what this is all about.
How much of a surprise is this?
This is not a surprise. There have been a lot of surprises over the past year, that housing prices could fall so much, that a big investment bank like Bear Stearns could vanish beneath the waves in a weekend. But people have been warning about Fannie and Freddie for years. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, when he was in office, warned about it. President Bush had a proposal to try and tighten their regulation to avoid some of this stuff. So this is not a surprise. And one of the frustrations in Washington is that all the attempts to sort of shore up their regulation and get them to raise capital earlier were unsuccessful, and now we have to do it in a crisis.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.